Epilogue. The Santa Rita No. 1 had changed the way the oil industry looked at West Texas. San Angelo was already the number one wool trading center of the world, and with the new oil boom, San Angelo had grown and become even more prosperous. There was an abundance of money flowing with the boom. Since boys will be boys and men will be men, Miss Pearl's Parlor continued to generate a sizable income. By 1926, many events had transpired. Tex had passed away and left his entire estate, including the ranch, to Maggie. Sarah and Maggie both married cowboys and moved to the ranch, where they raised their children and remained lifelong friends. Redbird was reunited with her brothers and moved with them into the big house where they had grown up. She invited Lucy to move in with her and work as a buyer in the import business. She also offered Mary, Lucy's surrogate mother, a position as housekeeper and cook. Happy Harvey made the house in Houston a unique showplace. In 1925, Uncle Donald died, and Redbird bought out her cousin, enabling her to assume the family business her father had worked so hard to build. Within the first year, she increased the revenue of the company by 30%. Lucy spent most of the time traveling abroad on buying trips, and often Harvey went along. Emma Grace and Tommy Lee had a little boy, Daniel, named after Emma Grace's father, and she sang Danny Boy to him when she rocked him to sleep. They were expecting another baby around Christmas. Betsy and Johnny Wayne had a little girl named Ginger Ann, and Betsy was pregnant with their second child. The couple kept her past a secret for the rest of their lives. Annabelle bought a house in Cristoval, Texas, where she opened a small grocery store and raised her daughter, Julie Marie. Her mother helped her run the store. Heather went to Hollywood and began working as an actress in the film industry. The Everly sisters arranged for Ginger and Harmony to join the Ziegfeld Follies in New York. Ginger went back to San Angelo and ran the parlor when Victoria Pearl took trips abroad. Harmony remained in New York, where she became a popular concert pianist and entertainer. Texas Kate and Mozilla stayed in San Angelo and continued working at the parlor. Mozilla's brother Duke moved to San Angelo from New Orleans and became the new piano player. Everyone called him Professor Duke. Pearl continued to support the orphanage in town and maintained her high standards at Miss Pearl's Parlor. Between her business, the ranch, and her oil investments, she became a multimillionaire. Pearl continued mentoring the ladies who went to work for her, and her nickname became Mother Pearl. Susan, the school teacher, quit teaching school and married her student's father, who had lost his wife. A year later, they welcomed a little girl and named her Victoria Pearl. In 1923, San Angelo became the center for the West Texas oil boom. One day, a banker friend brought a distinguished visitor to Miss Pearl's Parlor. Victoria offered her hand. "Welcome to Miss Pearl's Parlor, Mr. Hilton." The man kissed her hand in a gentlemanly fashion.
"Thank you, Miss Pearl. You can call me Conrad. I have heard great things about your business. I am having a difficult time trying to find a place to stay in San Angelo."
"Let me make some phone calls."
"Thank you kindly. I can't seem to get a room anywhere in this town. Maybe I should build a hotel in San Angelo. Seems like a nice place. The people are certainly friendly."
Pearl answered with elegance, grace, and style. "San Angelo is a nice place, Mr. Hilton. Perhaps you should."
If you were drilling oil back in 23. Big Lake, Texas was the place to be. Some bankers, investors, a couple of nuns funded a well back in 21. Amazing what a little bit of faith can bring. They did the Santa Rita boogie. They did the Santa Rita boogie. They did the Santa Rita boogie and they boogie woogied all night long. Became an old boom town. The cactus was built 14 stories high. The Concho River was the water supply. A college, a theater, saloons in the train. Plenty of men, and all the girls came to do the Santa Rita boogie. They did the Santa Rita boogie. They did the Santa Rita boogie, and they boogie woogied all night long. They did the Santa Rita boogie. They did the Santa Rita boogie. They did the Santa Rita boogie. And